This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Rich Moseson, W2VU, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 4th, 2026. A big shuffle in the scores and top finishers from last July's World Radio Sport Team Championship, or WRTC. An investigation into reports of cheating resulted in the disqualification of 4 teams, including the original winners, and revised scores for just about all of the competitors. According to the WRTC Organizing Committee, judges found that the operators of 3 teams, MB1I, MB2A, and MB2M, had their identities deliberately revealed through pre-contest frequency handoffs, violating a rule intended to prevent competitors from being identified to outside stations. The committee also found that outside stations used 15 pirated call signs to make fraudulent multiplier-enhancing contacts, with the activity disproportionately benefiting MB2A and MB2M. Contacts with the pirated call signs were removed from all WRTC logs. In addition, MB5Q was disqualified after 10 multiplier-enhancing contacts in the team's log could not be found in its audio recording. The new top finishers in the contest are Manfred Wolf, DJ5MW, and Ulrich Ann, DM5EE, operating MB5O in first place, followed by Dan Craig, N6MJ, and Chris Hurlbert, KL9A, operating MB4G, in second place, and the team of Randy Thompson, K5ZD, and Tom Georgians, W2SC, operating MB1T, in third place. Additional details can be found in the committee's report at www.wrtc2026.org. ARRL has announced that the candidates for the 2026 division elections are now official. Members in the Delta, Great Lakes, and Midwest divisions will choose between 2 candidates for director, and Midwest division members will also select a new vice director. There was only 1 candidate each for director and vice director in the Atlantic and Dakota divisions, and for vice director in the Delta division. There are no candidates for vice director in the Great Lakes division. Those candidates elected without opposition are incumbent Atlantic division director Marty Newingham, AG3I, and vice director Ray Sokola, K9RS, incumbent Dakota division director Bill Lippert, AC0W, and Vice Director Christian Stahlkamp, KI0D, as well as new Delta Division Vice Director-elect Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, the current Delta Division Vice Director John Mark Robertson, K5JMR, chose not to seek election. In the 3 divisions with contested elections, ARRL members in the Delta Division will choose between incumbent Director David Norris, K5UZ, and challenger David Thomas, KM4NYI. In the Great Lakes Division, incumbent Director Scott Yonnelly, N8SY, faces a challenge from Michael Coulter, W8CI, and Midwest Division members will select either incumbent Art Zeigelbaum, K0AIZ, or Drew Venata-Smith, K3PA, as director, and either Ron Ochu, KO0Z, or Todd Lements, KK0DX, as vice director. Current vice director Dave Proper, K2DP, chose not to seek re-election. Balloting for contested seats will take place this fall. Successful candidates will be announced in November, and candidates declared elected will begin their terms of office on January 1, 2027. For more details, see this week's ARRL letter. We are saddened to report a loss in the ARRL family this week. Former Chief Operating Officer Harold Kramer, WJ1B, became a silent key on August 31st. Kramer, who had an impressive collection of antique telegraph keys, was 78. He served as COO and publisher of QST Magazine from 2005 to 2016, a period former ARRL CEO Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, described as one sunspot cycle on the staff. Harold was an ARRL life member and donor, supporting the Diamond Club, the Second Century Campaign, and the ARRL Lab, for which he volunteered following his retirement. He was also a member of the ARRL Historical Committee and a contributing author to ARRL's The Parks on the Air book. Some of his final on-air contacts were as a POTA hunter. Kramer was also active in his community, having served as an elected member of his town's Planning and Zoning Committee and chairing the Public Library Board. He was also a past president of his synagogue. His funeral was held earlier today. Former CQ Magazine editor Rich Moseson, W2VU, has been named ARRL News Editor, succeeding John Ross, KD8IDJ, who served in the position for the past 4 years. Moseson is a veteran journalist who previously wrote for the Associated Press and CBS News. He is better known to the amateur radio community as the editor of CQ Amateur Radio Magazine from 1999 until the magazine ceased publication in 2023. Since 2024, Moseson has been working, mostly behind the scenes, on several ARRL publications, including the ARRL Letter, National Contest Journal, and On the Air. He has also contributed articles to QST. Moseson has been an amateur since 1970 and holds an extra class license. He is an ARRL life member, former section manager and affiliated club coordinator, and served on the ARRL Public Relations Committee for more than 20 years. Moseson is also active in his community as a member of his town's Environmental Commission and president of his local county park conservancy. Please email news stories to him at news@arrl.org. Amateur radio in the news. Last week, National Public Radio's On the Media program aired a reprise of its 2025 episode on the effort by Wall Street traders to use portions of the shortwave spectrum, portions close to amateur frequencies, for high-speed data transmissions that would cross the Atlantic milliseconds ahead of cable or satellite transmissions. It took a deep dive into the history of shortwave radio and amateur radio's role in it. The episode, titled Finance Bros Are Coming for the Public Airwaves, is part of the program's The Divided Dial series. It's also available as a podcast. Musician and ARRL life member Lauren Spieth, KK6NGE, has developed a unique way to learn Morse code, using electric bass and puppies. Her free morsebass.com website combines music and visuals to help learners recognize and remember CW characters. The site also includes a list of CW chat words commonly used in on-air QSOs, helping learners quickly recognize frequently used words. Can artificial intelligence help improve your contesting skills? John Myers, WG8X, wrote in the current newsletter of the Portage County, Ohio Amateur Radio Service newsletter that he was inspired to give it a try after a mention of using AI to examine contest logs at last May's Contest University in Dayton. Myers wrote that he gave ChatGPT a link to the rules for the North American QSO party and, quote, asked for guidance as to how to maximize my score, end quote. He reported that the response, quoting again, personalized to my own situation, was nothing short of amazing. It broke down the 12-hour contest into smaller bite-sized nuggets, showing me when to spend time on a band or move. End quote. Myers said AI also provided impressive after-contest analysis and suggested that it might help other contesters as well. The Portage County Amateur Radio Service is an ARRL special service club. Last week, ARRL emailed all full members in the Southeastern and Delta divisions seeking their participation in an online survey about moving the Alabama section to the Delta division. The ARRL Board of Directors conditionally approved the move for February 1, 2027, pending completion of the survey and without major exceptions. Members must log in to the ARRL website to complete the survey at www.arrl.org/Alabama-survey. And now, for this week's satellite report, we turn the mic over to AMSAT's Bruce Page, KK5DO. Bruce?
Thanks, Rich. Have you ever thought about how we can build picosats, cubesats, and phonesats so small? It has to do with the advancement in cell phone technology. As phones got smaller, so did miniaturization of key components. Processors became more powerful and smaller. Cameras attained higher resolution and shrank in size. The same thing happened to sensors. All of this has allowed us to build smaller satellites with more capabilities. This also created new challenges as regular soldering took a backseat to surface mount technology. A new breed of builders had to learn how to use these smaller devices. And programmers were delighted, as they have always been able to write programs that could take advantage of all available memory. This miniaturization is what has allowed us to build satellites with more capabilities and to experiment with things that could not have been done in the early days of amateur satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, Rich.
Thanks, Bruce. Looking ahead in radio sport, this weekend is a busy one. Starting with the ARRL EME contest for 2.3 GHz and up, that's CW phone and digital, the phone weekend of the All-Asian DX contest, the Russian RITI Worldwide contest, that's digital, the AGCW Straight Key Party, CW, the RSGB Single Sideband Field Day, the CW Ops CW Open, and the PODXS070 Club J. Hudak Memorial 80-meter Sprint, that's digital. On the 6th and 7th of September is the Tennessee QSO Party, CW, phone, and digital. The 7th and 8th features the Michigan QRP Labor Day CW Sprint. September 8th is the ARS Spartan Sprint, also CW. On September 10th, we have the VHF-UHF FT8 Activity Contest for North America, obviously digital. September 11th is the K1 USN SST Open, also CW. On the weekend of September 12th and 13th, we have the phone weekend of the WAEDX Contest, the CNET Contest, which is CWN phone, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, which is CW, the Ohio State Parks on the Air Contest, CW and phone, the New Jersey QSO Party, CW phone and digital, the Colorado QSO Party, CW phone and digital, the ARRL September VHF Contest, which is also CW phone and digital, plus the North American CW Sprint on the 13th, and on the 14th, the Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, which is CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Here's a look at upcoming ARRL conventions and major events. This weekend is the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina State Convention in Shelby, North Carolina. On September 26th, we have the Red River Radio Amateurs Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Minnesota State Convention in Moorhead, Minnesota. October 3rd features the 3rd Annual Micro Expo, hosting the ARRL Santa Barbara Section Convention in Camarillo, California, and the Wichita Area Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Kansas Section Convention in Wichita, Kansas. On October 9th and 10th, you can visit SparkCon 2026, hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention, that's in Sedalia, Missouri. October 10th has the North Star Radio Convention, hosting the ARRL Dakota Division Convention in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Two conventions on October 11th, the Nutmeg Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Connecticut State Convention in Meriden, Connecticut, and the Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Finally, on October 16th through 18th, is Pacificon in San Ramon, California, hosting the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. You can search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database at www.arrl.org/hamfests to find additional events in your area. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 UTC on Wednesdays and end at 2359 UTC on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. On September 2nd, the North Carolina W1AW Stroke 4 operation will begin. The host there is N1XI. Also on September 2nd, W1AW Stroke 0 in Colorado will be hosted by K1DDN. On September 9th, in Kentucky, W1AW Stroke 4 will be on the air, hosted by W4NHO. And on September 9th, in North Dakota, W1AW Stroke 0 will be on, hosted by W0ND. You can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. A closing note, ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, September 7th, 2026, in observance of the Labor Day federal holiday. There will be no W1AW bulletin or code practice transmissions. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Tuesday, September 8th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, that's 1200 UTC. Visit the ARRL Special Events Stations database to find on-the-air events and commemorations this weekend. ARRL wishes its members and friends a safe and enjoyable holiday. That's it for this week's edition of ARRL Audio News 73, and happy Labor Day.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.